Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Yes, and we say a very good morning to the one and only Bluey Waters, who I just lost there for a little while. Hopefully he comes back. Because I think he's on his mobile phone, which is hooked up when his other phone is still switched over, what we call a night switch, I suppose.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed at this time. Please hang up.
Oh, don't you love it? Bluey's phone's gone. It's gone. Well, I'll try again live on the air. See, I'm only a staff of one here. No producers here. Just me. We'll try it again. But, yeah, I spoke to him and then I put him on hold. And the whole thing was gone, so hopefully it comes back now. This is live radio, folks. Hang on. Now it's ringing. It's ringing again. Surely he'll answer.
Bluey Waters.
Oh, there he is. Sorry, Bluey. Was that you or me?
It must have been you.
Oh, okay, all right. Okie dokie. Live radio, folks. There we go. Now, as I mentioned, Bluey, there are so many warnings out today for severe thunderstorms, for dangerous surf, and also for a strong wind warning. I think it's, I'll let it be your call. Are we cleaning the tackle box, or what are we doing?
I think we still get out for a little bit anyway, because there's not much strong wind, so we can at least tuck up in the estuary.
Okay.
And with this incoming tide, I reckon we might do quite well. I know we're going to have to don the raincoat and probably a one gumboot day, but I reckon we're out the estuary, take a few prawns with us, and we'll just try for a blackfish or a brim.
Okay.
I know we've had a couple of showers out here already this morning, but it's still fishable at the present moment. So okay. Keep an eye on the weather, but as I said, no strength in the winds today. They're going to come from the south, so we can fish our southern banks. I reckon we'll do quite well.
Okie dokie. All right. That sounds pretty good, Bluey. Now, talking about gumboot ratings for the concreters today, what do you give it?
I'm still giving about a one at this stage.
One gumboot rating.
A lot of the bad weather's going to be to the south of us. They're going to get hammered, but I reckon we're on the fringe of it. So I tell you about a one gumboot day.
Fair enough. Now, speaking about KO, he was like Maroon. He was mouthing off on, was it Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
Have you seen him since?
The flag he was.
Have you seen him since?
He's not been sighted. No one has seen him. As far as I know, I think he's gone for counselling.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, Bluey, you have got boasting rights. Have you had the West Tigers jumper off all week, or have you worn it every day?
Every day. Don't miss.
Okay,
don't miss.
All right.
And I reckon I've got another week in it too.
Oh. Good on you. Hey, listen, I've had mine hijacked, you know. You know how we got Maroon? Right?
Yeah.
Well, I sent the audio off to his boss, so the grill team on Triple M in Sydney, they've now pounced upon it and they're on to Maroon. Have a listen.
This is something really important.
Matthew Johns.
I know more that when big time city folk get on regional radio and start spruiking themselves, promoting themselves through frivolous comment.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have a listen to this, one of our very own on Mid-North Coast Radio.
The 7:30 game is the Storm, as usual. The professional team are hosting the West Tigers, and again, two first-round winners.
Yes. If Melbourne lose this one, mate, if Melbourne lose this game, I will dress up as a Roosters cheergirl and stand outside the Macquarie Hotel singing Rooster Man.
I'll get Doug Parkinson to come up with you.
See, what happens is people get on regional radio, right, and they think they're not going to be held to task on comments like that. Well, that was Anthony Maroon.
It was, yeah.
And he's been good enough to actually step away from Mid-North Coast FM for a minute and talk to us here. Hello, Maroon.
What are you doing? You
I'm looking forward to this.
Well, first of all, fancy calling me big-time city radio folk. That's spreading in the biggest rap I have ever had.
Well, that's about the only one you'll be getting here, so take
it. I know that you guys offered to help me settle this bet by way of standing on Victoria Road in a Roosters cheergirl outfit while the Western Tigers players drive by.
Yeah.
Look, I won't be doing that, but actually that wasn't the bet, was it?
See? No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Well, why don't you go up to...
Was it the Macquarie Hotel?
Yeah,
the Macquarie Hotel in Port Macquarie, just on the beautiful Hastings River there.
Oh, mate,
listen, mate. Maroon, we don't need a lesson in geography. Right,
just go and fulfil your side of the deal.
Well, as you all know, Triple M being a very NRL-heavy radio station,
I'm going to fulfill that bet. There's absolutely no question. However, I'm booked out every Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday
until
September 30.
Moran, so, look, yeah. We're across this. We know that you're an important man and busy man. You've got a lot of trivia nice to do. Right? So listen, what we're going to do, we're going to make an agreement. Don't worry about going to Port Macquarie because that's a little out of your way.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, mate, next week we're going to park you at the front of Redfern Oval dressed in a Roosters outfit singing Rooster Man.
So there you go, Bluey. How about that?
Oh, very good.
The Redfern Oval.
I should put a capital B in front of his name, I think.
So there you go. They've hijacked him. I don't know whether, should I burr up and insist he comes up, or do you reckon that's punishment enough to be at Redfern in his spiritual home?
I think he's red-faced already.
Yeah. Redfern Oval dressed up. Can you imagine it? Oh,
yes.
Cool. Anyway, we're going to watch that with a lot of interest. Now, in the most complicated tipping comp there is in the world today, the Sports Power League Ladder.
Yes, there's a fair bit of movement in the league ladder at the present moment, thanks to Gordo on Gordon Street. Well, Paddle Pop Lyon, who's still out in front, I can't believe this. He's had two strong weeks, and he's leading quite well from 2 points. And Troy Dilko, known as Woody, he's in third spot. But the big news is, who's not in the top 20? And I know you were trying to pick a new mind to me because you've had a poor couple of weeks.
Yes.
A shocking couple of weeks.
Yes.
You know? But no, the Wormer's still out, not in the top 20.
The Wormer, thank God for the Wormer. Oh, Wormer, I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okie dokie. Oh, Bluey, I feel relieved. I can have an okay type of day today. All right, thank you for that.
Yeah. And just not in the same box as Maroon.
No, not in the same box as Maroon, no, that's right. Okay, now we are quite serious about these warnings. If you're in doubt, don't go fishing today. But while the conditions where Bluey isn't too windy, you're sending us out to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary, take a few prawns, try for a nice brim or a quality blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Stone the crows. That's drawny.